If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
I love you.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your kennel with you.
The city be saving.
What are we going to do with the time?
That was Rip. This is John Constantine.
I'm from the future.
Because you can inspire.
In the future, my name is Barry Allen.
Oh, doubtful, mate. You see, I am an accomplished warlock, an expert of the occult, and a master of it.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
None of you will. Heroes. You have failed this city.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to DC on RMD, the Flash Edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening to us mobile, you can take us on demand. You can find us on demand through iTunes and Stitcher. Search DC on RMD. Also, once you get to iTunes and Stitcher, go ahead and leave us a review. It helps the show, and we do appreciate it. I am your show host, Ryan Denton, and in the studio with me today is Bobby D.
Hey.
And Stephen Crouch.
Yo.
And today we will be breaking down and discussing Flash Season 5. I said fives. I don't know why.
Season 5, episode 21. Whatever.
The girl with the red lightning.
Both y'all got the numbers wrong.
I know, we suck, dude.
I was too busy doing music mixing.
Yeah, he was mixing and typing and doing all kinds of show producing.
The producing thing.
Yeah, he was producing, dude. So whatever.
Yeah.
Don't give him shit. Yes. You're over there looking at, like, Instagram posts.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Maybe. Not maybe.
Not maybe? Okay.
Good,
sure, dude.
Good answer.
Thank you for defending yourself. Anyways. But yeah, we'll be talking about episode 21. Dawn's plans have more plans, and then there's plans. And yo, dog, we heard you like plans. So we put plans in plans on top of plans. At least that's how I felt.
Stacks on stacks on stacks.
Racks on racks on racks. Anyways, this one was directed by Steven Pleszynski. I think that's correct. Written by Judelina Neira and Thomas Pound. Let's just jump right into this bad boy. So the last couple episodes we've seen, you know, Cicada 2. They started saying Cicada 2, by the way. Did you guys find that stupid?
Or Shikada.
Oh, that one is bad. That one was a little like,
wah, wah.
Yeah. Like, look, wah. Okay. Just call him Cicada. We don't need Cicada 2 or Shikada.
Shikada.
Shikaka.
I like Cicada, like
Chicago.
Cicada, she's a good Latin artist.
That's Shakira, right?
Mm.
Oh, my hips don't lie?
Yeah.
I won't deny. I don't know.
I would prefer her. She's hotter.
I mean, she got a better booty, that's for sure. But that was a little goofy. But we've kind of had an idea that when she stole the cryo-atomizer, that, you know, she was going to use that in some way, shape, or form to get rid of all the metas in Central City. Now,
before we get into that, is it too much that everybody's trying to end the world?
That's got to be like, I guess for me, like, I look at it this way. If I were going to be a bad guy, right? If I was going to be like an evil supervillain or whatever, if I end the world, I die too? Like, I'm a
meta. I'm not saying end the world, but you know what I mean? Like, the enlightening last year was the Thanos theory. Mm-hmm. And now this year it's like basically the same damn thing, yeah, except it's all metas, not just half of all people.
I just don't understand. Like, I guess, is that just what supervillains go for? I mean, is that like the go-to? Just end up, like, I don't know, man. I feel like too much.
I like my villains. I just want to fuck with the superhero.
Yeah, like their whole
chaos.
Yeah. Their whole outcome is just like, you know, messing with the superhero, you know, oh, I'm going to mess with this guy because I get a rise out of it. You know, like, I just feel like,
or at least have a motive. Like, some of them just want money, you know, so they're just out to get money, or one of them, you know, there's a purpose.
What's more endearing? Like, let me ask you this. Okay. So we all have our preferences as far as in the DC world of like villains, right?
And who's yours?
I'd have to think about that one, dude. That's a tough
question. You don't have one?
I probably do.
He's I was going to ask the leading question and let you guys answer.
I was
going to
let you guys go first so I could think about it.
Figure it out.
But if I had to guess, it'd probably be Bane. Like, but you think about villains, right? And you think about what their motive or why they do what they do, right? And everyone has one they kind of lean towards. You know, like, for example, if on our show, if I had to pick one on our show, on Flash, it'd be Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
Because he is the yin to Barry's yang, and he really is.
Barry's yang, huh?
Yeah, his wang. And he has a reason. He just hates Barry Allen. And the whole point of his, you know, existence is to fuck with Barry Allen. And it's no different than Batman and the Joker. Every superhero has that one villain. But as fans, we all have that one villain that we kind of connect with. And I think when you look at villains and is it better for them to have endearing qualities where you're like, I can kind of understand this? Or do you just want them to be pure chaos?
Okay, so you say that, and that's always funny because, you know, they call Joker an agent of chaos.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, that's like my jam.
Mm-hmm. And what do I do
in real life?
The opposite of that?
No, but do I not cause a bunch of shit?
You do. It's your go-to.
I do try to get a rise out of people.
Well, yeah, that's what makes
Steve.
It.
Steve, I was like, God damn, dude. He's like, no, you're not like that.
I'm not like that, really.
But
I thought you meant like in your day job. But I think
my day job is an agent of chaos. Yeah. It's on my card.
It's on my card, dude. It's a bone white card.
I think all of us, to some extent, like to get a rise out of people.
Oh yeah. That's why we're all friends.
Yeah, exactly. That's always been one of my mission statements. I like to fuck with people like George Carlin.
I just feel like, at some point,
a dead guy.
That's weird, dude.
What?
That's rude.
That's weird, dude. Do you abide by the rules of the road, dude? Do you know what I'm talking about? The good book. This is a joke that went way over your head. I think Bob would have got it, but I don't know.
No, I did. Jane Silent Bob.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
The good book. The good book. Okay.
Anyways, I think it's what's funny is we all have our style, right? We all like a specific, you know, like Bob is a huge Joker, which is funny, which is always funny to me because, yes, he has that personality where it's, you know, he connects with that character because he likes to fuck with people, but he's also deathly afraid of clowns, which always I think is funny.
Joker's not a clown.
That's what's ironic about Bob's love of that character.
So it's weird. So like for me, Bane, I always like the fact that
Ryan's afraid of luchadors.
I'm afraid of luchadors. They're fucking weird. No. Just the dwarf.
Just the small ones.
The small ones, dude. The small ones. But no, I always liked that character. I thought he was super smart, which I'm not. And I always liked that.
I've always looked up to him.
Yeah, I've always looked up to him. And I know, Steve, you're kind of all over the place, but the Joker is probably still.
I would say the tendency is certainly the Joker, but I've always had a second affinity for Scarecrow because of, you know.
Right. Okay.
How so, he likes
psychotic drugs.
The
psychotropic drugs and really, really fucking with people's minds and trying to manipulate them. But in the back seat, the one that's always been one of the more interesting of all of the villains, particularly in the Batman verse, is Ra's.
Ra's al Ghul. Okay.
Because but going back to your point, his purpose is saving the planet,
right?
And he thinks
he's doing the right thing.
Correct.
So when I look at our villains on this show, and I look at their you know, I guess modus operandi, why they do what they do, I look at Cicada and it's Cicada, whatever the fuck you want to call her.
Cicada.
I
like that.
and I look at like what Bob just said. Why it's always they want to kill people or
like mass amounts. Yeah. It's not focused. It's not a focused rage.
No,
it is. It is with Ra's.
Well, yeah,
it is with him. He's trying to bring balance back to the planet.
Right.
These people just want to kill people.
Right. It's just weird. I think it's weird to me. I mean, I guess hers is Meta's. And we can kind of understand why she hates Meta's, right? We get that.
Because she got a boo-boo on her forehead?
A boo-boo on her forehead that makes her throw knives and shit.
Right. That sounds like a pretty cool win.
I mean, I feel like it's a win, but I mean, I'm also not a Meta. So I don't know. I just feel like what Bob said, it's weird. It's not focused. And I think I could probably speak for all of us. We like a little bit more focused on why this person is doing what they're doing.
Yeah, hers has always been fuzzy. Cicada 1, Hecata. He actually made sense.
His motivation
was his niece got jacked up and her mother got killed, well, he thought by Meta on purpose or whatever. And his motivation was very clear and you could understand it.
Yeah.
Shikata's, though, is like, what is your beef, lady?
Yeah.
In fact, you're the one that killed your uncle.
Yeah,
you should be pissed at yourself.
Yeah, you threw the knife and stabbed him. It's weird.
She's an idiot.
I don't disagree. Let's shift from Shikata. I can't say that without laughing. To Barry and Iris being so focused on Shikata.
Shikata.
That's what we should call it, Shikata. That they are, air quotes, protecting Nora. You know, this is weird. I don't know how to feel about this one, only because it's like, okay, we're mad at you. Now we're okay with you, but now we're going to put you on the sidelines.
You're an adult.
Yeah.
You can't do this.
She's a grown-ass woman, and they were being more than helicopter parents and put her in timeout in the corner and said, you can't go do this. We're not going to let you. What?
Yeah, it's just weird. It seems, I guess for me, like, okay, I could understand if we were a couple episodes removed from them being pissed off at her and taking, like, but at this point, this is so flip-floppy and wish-washy back and forth.
Or earlier in the season.
Or early in the season, right. So if this were spread out, right, if at first they were mad at her, and then they spread it out, and they're like, okay, we forgive you. And then they spread it out again, and they're like, hey, we're just trying to protect you. Then I can understand it. But this is so wish-washy in the last, what, four episodes, give or take?
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, this is so helicopter. Like you said, helicopter all over the place. And the fact that they're helicoptering on Nora and Ralph comes in and figures everything out.
Of all the
people. They're just like, burp. Ha-ha. Oh, cool, Ralph. That's neat. Neat, man. Like, dude, okay, first of all, has Ralph been getting the short end of the stick the last, like, five episodes?
I think anybody that's smart has been.
Yeah,
everything
right now, all decisions being made
are emotional.
Totally emotional. And I mean, generally speaking, we all just make emotional decisions.
Well, right. And that's totally understandable in the situation. But like
this,
he's coming in with facts.
Data
and facts right in their face. And nobody, like, he even brings in the fucking clear board to write on to tell us exactly what's going on.
Well, and the same thing happened several episodes back with Sherlock. Remember when he dropped the hot knowledge on everybody? It's like when people come in the room with logic and data and facts to back it, that's when nobody wants to do the right thing or follow it.
Well, let me think about this. Okay. I want you guys to think about this. Okay. Ralph, who a season ago we thought was an idiot, right? I mean, it's borderline.
Yeah.
Borderline not intelligent, right? Ralph, who's only been on the team for about a year, right, is the one that figures out the time travel and figures out the dagger and figures out Cicada's motive.
Well, he is a PI.
I know that, but I'm just saying, like, as far as, like, the use of what – hold on. That's not what I want to say. He's the one that, yes, he is a PI for – normal people, but he figures out the time travel conundrum of the dagger and no one else sees it.
Do you think that's because he hasn't been around it?
I think so. I think he looked at it a different way.
A fresh perspective.
Yes, he has a fresh perspective on this whole time travel thing that they didn't quite they just look past because they've been doing it for so long.
Because I run into that at work sometimes. People are like, I can't figure this out. It's just like, well, you have that ampersand there and it should be there. You know, in some kind of code that I'm looking at, and they're like, fuck, I've been looking at this 4 hours. Well, I've never seen this before, so it was really easy for me to pick it out.
Well, sometimes a fresh pair of eyes on anything. Steve, you work on code. Bob, you work on, like, anything.
I try not to.
But you know what I mean? Sometimes you look at something for so long, you're like, fuck, I can't figure this out. And then someone walks up and finds it in 10 seconds. I've done it before on shit that I've been doing. I was like, I can't figure this out. And someone's just like, oh, it's that.
It's because you get tunnel vision.
Yeah. And I think that's exactly what this is. Now, it's also a little bit too, obviously, they're so focused on Nora because she has the negative speed force. And, you know, like, that's all that's what it sounds like to me. I don't know. That's what they're focused on. They're so focused on that they can't look outside the box. And they are so focused on Nora being, she might be bad. She might, you know, oh, my God. And it's not her. It's not her at all. And Ralph comes through with the freaking hot knowledge and they just push him aside. And it kind of pisses me off. It's the same thing that pissed me off when they did that to Sherlock. Like, well, why are you mad at him for fucking being the one that's telling the truth?
Right. And in this case, I guess I can kind of see why they would do that, just because, to your point, Dibny hasn't necessarily been the smartest tool in the shed with a lot of stuff.
Right.
But and he doesn't have the same level of experience and knowledge as the rest of them when it comes to time travel or any of this other stuff that we you know, encounter. But sometimes, you know, you got to put your ego aside and let someone else come in and listen to it.
I think for a change, though, this is a lot of what's going on with Nora and everything. I don't think we can blame Barry. And I know we always go back to, oh, Barry fucked the timeline up and Barry did this and Barry did that. I think this season, and we're 21 episodes in, and, you know, next one is the finale. I can say that Barry's made some pretty good decisions this year. I don't feel like Barry is the culprit here.
No, I think he's making a lot better decisions because of the last four. He's made a lot of bad decisions.
Right.
He's learning from them.
I think though, like, you know how we typically pick on Barry for making dumb decisions. Not dumb decisions, just very emotional decisions. I think this season he's done very well here. And especially in Nora's case. And I think we were all in agreement that when he took Nora back to the future, we were okay with that. Like, that was the smart call, right?
But here's what gets me about that whole thing. You know, they're wanting to save her and protect her and all these things. It's like, eventually, she's got to go home. She can't stay here forever. And even if she did put herself in harm's way, and even if she did die, that's future her. You still get to have a baby.
Right. You still haven't had her yet.
You still haven't had her yet. Yeah. So you just got to make sure that nothing bad happens. They're too caught up again with the emotions because they've been able to spend time with their future daughter. But in reality, the daughter's not even born yet. So, like, take a chill pill.
I agree. I mean, I agree. One thing I did like this episode and I thought was really cool is how they had Nora be the one who could see Cicada's thoughts or what she was doing. I was cool with that. I think the way they did it was cool.
Well, it made sense. I think we all kind of forgot that even happened.
That connection. Yeah. She was in her head. I thought it was cool. And I think.
Well, even the throwback to controlling the Rura's flash.
Right. Right. I think it was very, very well played. I liked the shots. The CG was cool. Her eyes, you know, they weren't just red. They were like lava, I guess. I don't know.
Or is lava.
They just looked different than the whole straight red eyes. But I did think that was a very neat idea for them to do that. I thought it looked cool. It totally made sense. Like you said, we forgot that was even a thing.
Yeah.
And even the mind control thingy that she put on her forehead. I forgot about that thing too.
That thing is dumb.
I forgot about it.
Yeah, I did too.
I mean, I was like, oh, that's where that is. But no, I thought that was a cool idea. I think...
I like Steve's in-depth analysis. That's
dumb.
It's just a dumb looking prop. It's not that it.
What did you want? That the helmet from Back to the Future that he wears when Marty knocks on the door?
Professor X's helmet.
There you go.
I will find all the metas.
the X door opens and he slides in. Gene.
And then the internet goes crazy because all the different metas from the DC universe are running around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's what you wanted?
I don't know. I just thought it was it's just a goofy prop. It's not.
It should have just transformed a hairdryer.
So I'm glad you brought this up because it pales in comparison to the climax of the episode where Cisco had to... carefully put three wires through three little holes and then says, I can't do this. I need a quantum computer. I looked at Nicole and was like, this is such stupid bullshit. Like, give me a goddamn break. I gotta have a quantum computer to hack this. Give me a break. And then all he did was stick three wires through three little holes and the hacking was magically done. Look, I realize we're in a sci-fi fantasy show. I get it. We're dealing with time travel. I get it. But you can't just throw buzzwords like quantum computers and hacking and then just stick three wires in three holes and then boom, it's done. It was, oh, I was so angry. I know you're looking at me like, dude, I was so angry.
You're so fucking nitpicky, dude.
So angry.
What did you want him to do?
Because it's like a total MacGuffin.
Splice wires right there and start plugging in shit and cutting wire. Oh, which wire do I cut? Yeah. The blue one or the red one?
He's supposedly a whiz kid with science.
So maybe that's
Show
what he had
to do. Show me some goddamn science.
What did you want him to do? Pull out a fucking beaker and a Bunsen and fucking light it?
Honestly, I was kind of hoping he would have just opened a worm or, you know, one of his portals and just taken it with him. And there was the end of Cisco. It would have explained Cisco's absence.
Honestly, when the Cisco thing, I expected it to blow up and him to lose his power somehow.
See, that's what I thought too.
Yeah.
Like involuntarily lose him.
Right. Like that was your opportunity, not some.
Now, I wasn't worried about him again. Sorry. I was doing producer stuff, so I wasn't listening too well. I wasn't expecting him to pull out wire cutters and strip down the wire.
Thank you.
Why? We don't need that suspense. We know how wires work.
I don't need it, Dad.
It was just a bullshit answer.
That's not proper.
It was a bullshit answer to the situation.
What's that grounded to?
Yeah, like
What's the gauge of that wire? Dude, that's never going to be able to handle that.
You're nitpicking this like I would nitpick guns and stuff.
But my point is, it wasn't even about stripping wires, Bob, because he wasn't doing anything with wires. All he was doing was putting wires in three holes, and then suddenly this magical futuristic quantum computer just solved everything. He didn't hack a goddamn thing. He didn't even touch a keyboard.
So you wanted Felicity to come out of nowhere and hack it. Is that what you wanted?
She's in this situation probably would have been a little bit more believable, but she also drives me nuts for the same reason.
So in other words, what you're saying is that you just nitpick it because you're a hacker and you've hacked stuff.
I would like them to at least convey some semblance of reality when they're talking about something that
you're talking about a show where a guy runs faster than the speed of light. Steve, please show me some reality. Oh my God. He's faster than a speeding bullet. Reality. Hey, you open wormholes.
He's not on that show. On this show.
Oh, that's a different guy. Sorry. Oh, you open wormholes? Okay. Hey, can you actually hack something?
Oh, you should have seen the flood of text that I sent Bob the other night about Supergirl and the whole plane sequence in that.
Yeah, that's a different show.
That's a different
show. I know,
show,
but I'm just saying, like, there's certain things that
while irk you.
Yes, that while we're in a fantasy show, there are certain things that
you want based in reality.
Yeah, I want it based in reality.
Look, no, Steve, and look, I'll agree with you on certain things. I'm just kind of giving you shit to give you shit because it's what I do. But the fact is, I do like a lot of these shows if we're going to base it in reality. And I think that's where some of the things, the problems with Arrow and some of the problems with Flash sometimes is they forget that half the people in this world, if not more, are human and that we have to base some of the things in reality.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to look at how, you know, the wire A goes into wire B and wire C goes into wire D.
For me, it's just a bullshit plot point to. It's a MacGuffin. It was a MacGuffin. And it didn't sit well with me.
Okay.
All right, dude. Hey, man, you're entitled to
look,
your...
And that is way better analysis than
it was stupid.
It was stupid. And that's all I was trying. Thank you, sir. I'll go back to doing producer stuff.
Turn those knobs.
Yeah, like typically we have to fill a certain amount of time on this show.
Stop. Next.
Anyways, I didn't mind it, but I understand what you're saying. I was giving you shit too. All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Echo Bard or Eobard, whatever his name is. First, a quick break.
Against Supergirl. All right. Test run against Supergirl.
Are we just supposed to pretend like we don't hear him?
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
Is the UK's second most common STI. The number of cases of the new antibiotic-resistant strain is slowly on the rise.
Yeah, I like how, like, we're being attacked by measles, polio, and now a super gonorrhea strain.
I'm not even gonna try.
How can we weaponize this and give it to AOC, Jenny McCarthy, and Kim Jong-un?
I will infect an entire nation. We will defeat North Korea by giving them gonorrhea.
Thomas, I think you're the perfect soldier. You're the STI Rambo, because you like men and women. You could just...
Leave me
behind enemy lines.
Yeah, we'll just drop you there with no condoms. I'm like, get to it.
You are our Captain America.
You're our gonorrhea soldier.
This mission, should I choose to accept it?
Our super gonorrhea soldier.
Jesus.
It's time to send in our super soldier, everybody. You guys remember Vietnam? Yeah. We're going to do it all over again, but with gonorrhea this time. Send Thomas in. He needs air support on her. Find all the loosest sluts in downtown Phoenix and bring them on board the airplane.
I'm going to need a bottle of Viagra, 6 cases of Gatorade.
What about the Navy SEALs, sir? What about the Navy SEALs? No. We need Trixie, Cindy, and Lola from around the corner. Thomas is the general. He will lead the charge with the STI invasion. Sir, they don't have gonorrhea. Thomas!
Yeah.
We need you to go ahead and infect these sluts. Ladies, soldiers! We have just found our inside man.
Mr. President, it would be my honor
to be inside men.
To do it all.
I gotta make sure you're fully prepared. Whip your deck out. I wanna make sure there's some discharge there. Come on. It's not gay. Let me touch it.
For more Rain Man, visit RainManShow.com.
Holodeck 3 program is reinstated.
Open sesame!
The fall of communism and the dissolution of the Soviet Union,
yeah.
And of course DS9 using elements of the Cold War to continue that political thought and bring in the idea of occupation, which was also very closely related to the events that took place in the 80s with the Soviets and the Middle East. This is what Star Trek does and has always done so well. Even when you look at the original series, despite there being a growing trend to talk trash about its politics, the politics at that time were still progressive, though. So you can say all you want about the 60s version of the original series and how the politics, you know, are shameful at moments. But at that time, that social commentary was very, very progressive. We have just evolved more since then.
Yeah.
So Star Trek has always been about that.
Star Trek from the Holodeck, exclusively on Rain Man Digital.
End simulation.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, RAINMAN, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity, and even blow you away. Plus,
free shipping!
Always sent in discreet packaging. Go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus the 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code RAINMAN. Again, that's RAINMAN. Because without it, no free stuff. That's RAINMAN at adamandeve.com.
All right, guys, we are back, and now we're going to get into probably my favorite part of this episode, Eobard Thawne's plan, his ultimate plan.
I feel stupid.
I actually feel really dumb, too, on this. Should we have seen this coming? Maybe a little bit, maybe air quotes, just a touch.
I think we were always wondering what was controlling his power.
Well, I think I can explain that. Okay. I can't explain that because how many times have we seen them chuck someone in the prison?
And they've had dampening things.
They've had dampening things. So maybe that's in our brains. We're thinking, okay, this is, he's got some kind of.
Why would they need to destroy it? And they're in the future. They should have way better cells.
And I think this is a smart way to tie it in, though, because we were always concerned, like, okay, how are they going to have Eobard or Reverse Flash have any type of connection to what's going on? And we always knew he had to have some kind of bigger plan, right? He's not helping Nora to help Nora, right? That he never was. I mean, he's always got an ulterior motive. So when they pulled that fucking thing off, like the chess piece off, and the dagger was sitting there, I was like, son of a bitch, dude.
So, okay. I'll be honest, y'all. It made no fucking sense to me.
How does it make no sense?
It just didn't.
The dagger takes away powers. What other did you need
that
to know?
He had it strapped to his chest.
So they strapped it into the vest that was attached to him? Because it
wasn't
away
in his chest. It was in a vest.
Yeah. Okay. I know.
So what? But please elaborate.
But what about the other dagger? The one that's in the prime timeline?
Because they just stole it. It's the same one.
It's the same one.
She got that from her uncle. Yeah. She didn't have a dagger, remember? She said, I didn't have that when I got here.
Because it was strapped to him.
That she picked it up here.
Yeah.
And so he wanted it destroyed in this timeline. But I still don't understand why she's here, though.
I know. I think it makes my head hurt.
That's the one where I struggle with. Like, I understand why he wanted Nora
right.
to come destroy the dagger and just destroy Cicada. But I don't know why Cicada is here.
I think that's the thing I'm still trying to figure out. Because obviously, was it Dwyer? Dwyer makes sense, right? But her, I don't get. I mean, I understand the whole dagger situation. That completely made sense to me because of the timeline and everything. But
time travel hurts anyway.
It does, man. And I think lately that's everyone's kind of go-to on certain stuff. And it's like,
they're using it almost as a crutch. In my opinion, for like some sloppy writing.
No, 100%. Yeah. I'm not going to bash you at all. There's so many crutches that they get to where they can be like, oh, well, we're going to do this, this, and this, and this. And they're like, oh, shit, that doesn't work. But timeline's malleable now.
Yeah, timeline, to time travel, just.
It's malleable.
It's a way of.
It's a gold. It's soft.
It's a gold.
It's definitely one of those things where it. Is a complete, they can use it to bend their will. And if they want to make something retconned or not retconned, well,
exactly.
They can use it.
They're just writing themselves into corners left and right.
And then using the timeline.
And then using the timeline to get out of this writing that they put themselves into. And this is not the Flash that we had early on the first three seasons.
I just think with this whole plan, I can buy the plan. The plan makes sense. Thawne's plan makes sense to me. Okay. Clearly what he's wanting to do is that if the mirror gun hits the dagger, right. And they get rid of the dagger, the one that's attached to his chest disappears. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then he's
not according to Marvel.
Free.
Well, not according to Marvel. Right.
But then he'd be free.
Yes.
Right. So that makes sense. I understand that. I get that. So what he's doing, it's the same thing he did with Barry. Right. It's the same thing he did with the Flash. Okay. Barry is actually younger than he's supposed to be when he becomes Flash. So when the show starts, Eobard or Reverse Flash puts this in motion.
Or Echobard if you're from the East Coast.
Yeah. he puts this 5 or 6 years in motion before it's actually supposed to happen. That's why he becomes a Flash earlier, so mm-hmm. he can get home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now he's doing the same thing with Nora by confusing her and saying, hey, I need you to do this early. Now Dwyer becomes Cicada instead of earlier, so he could get this plan taken care of. You roll your eyes.
It's exhausting.
Time travel is exhausting.
So time travel is the most exhausting thing. I don't know why anybody does it. You know, if you want to go listen to a review on Endgame, you can go ahead and do that. But even there, like, I've spent the last 2 weeks trying to figure all the shit out and trying to make it make sense. And it hurts.
It hurts because you start thinking about stuff.
And as much as they make fun of the Back to the Future, like, simplicity of the rules that they made,
it works.
It works because it's something that we can all wrap our head around that, cool, we don't talk to ourselves. We don't fuck with anything that helps make ourselves. And the timeline stays, in fact. And it was so just like cut and dry, like don't bring knowledge from the future into the past and use it. And
I just can't imagine, like I think I said this before, but I just can't even imagine the writer's room, the whiteboards that must be up where there's just shit drawn all over just to keep track of what the hell's going on.
And honestly, I think they lost
a whiteboard.
No, I think they lost track of it this year. And that's why the timeline is valuable thing came up.
Yep.
Because they wanted to do something that wouldn't make sense by the rules that they set forth in the first 5 years.
It's off the rails. Yeah, I don't know.
It's just I think Bob is right, well, though. It's become such a thing where it's 100% a crutch, and they probably have lost they've lost a lot of what they were going to do. Or with time travel, it becomes such a double-edged sword, because at some point, yes, it can explain a lot of things. But at the other time, if you lose track of what's going on, you're completely fucked. And that's the downside to this show. And I think I will say this, the comic books and time travel, they do a really fucking good job of keeping track of their story lines and time travels and shit like that.
But not every Flash is about a time travel, exactly. I think, helps
right,
out.
Right.
And I think every season so far?
Every season, at least some sort of time travel. Or we may have had one that didn't.
And was that last season?
I think.
Savitar came back from the future. Barry, Zoom, and all them ran around, which made the Black Wraith. Reverse Flash. Barry's went back, 2 to 3 seasons to go save his mother?
I don't know, dude. He's went back so many times, it's not even funny. Like, he just seems like he's like, oh, time to go back. Talk about just misusing your powers. Well, that's another story. Anyway.
So what I don't understand, though, going back to the Echo Bard, great, so you strapped it to his chest.
Okay.
Why did you just put the goddamn thing through his chest and be done with it?
He was getting ready to get executed.
I think that's, I mean, it's you say that, but we have the Boston bomber still in jail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Agreed. But with all the bad shit that allegedly Eobard's done over the years in that future timeline.
Right.
The guy would have a rap sheet, you know, pretty lengthy.
Yeah.
And it would be an easy, easy thing to just do. Here's a guy, everybody. I don't care whether you want to follow death penalty laws or not. Here's a guy that can time travel and has caused a lot of problems and killed or you know, the parents of the one time traveler that we know is good, that's been doing good in the world. Why is this even a discussion? Why are we even? Why would this even be something that you would have to debate?
Because we need a season 6 villain.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, dude. We need a final season villain.
It's always one of those things. I think we all agree with that. In just like real world situations, that
like be pragmatic about it.
If you go through, and I don't know what somebody goes in and shoots a bunch of people, they probably shouldn't deserve to live. Or the guy in Minnesota that threw the 5-year-old off of the third story of the Mall of America because he wanted to go in there and kill somebody. You shouldn't have a choice.
No, throw him off a 20 floor.
Yeah.
Because, you know, 10's not high enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely needs to be 20.
Yeah, it's got to be 20.
Extra 20 feet.
Fuck it. Make it 30 just to be sure.
Just to be sure. He lands on his head. I'm on the same page with you guys here. But Bob makes a point as far as, you know,
Due process is real.
Yeah, it's a real thing. And hey, man, you want a show based in reality, Steve?
The system is broken.
No, based in reality would be HBO did a 12-part miniseries he was set up. And he's not bad. As they go through the appeals process before his...
Oh, that's actually
really that was funny. Netflix, right? Becoming a Murderer.
That's Serial podcast did the HBO one.
Oh, gotcha.
They did the Hassan Saeed or whatever his name is.
Yeah. Becoming a time travel murderer.
Yeah.
Becoming a time travel
murderer. And we could have Ken Burns put it together for us.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
A bunch of dramatic.
Yeah.
Just a dramatic pauses and serial theories.
Could you see them trying to do like on those shows how, you know, Making a Murderer or the Serial one where they try to like pinpoint locations and times of where this person is and then trying to do it to all, the
Flash. It's all over time.
It's just fucking string everywhere in circles.
That'd be fucking amazing.
Somebody out there make this just for shits and grins. Somebody go do this and make a YouTube video.
Please. It would be amazing. I'd watch the shit out of it.
I don't have time for it, pun intended, but someone please make it.
God. All right, let's talk about what we want going into the finale. Okay, obviously we have one episode left.
I want it to end.
Oh my God.
Is she kind of dead now?
That'll never not be funny now that you've said it.
No. I don't know.
I mean, she was knocked out on the ground.
A couple of times.
Yeah, she got beat.
Also, if you were Sherlock's ex-wife, that doesn't know she's an ex-wife in other lands.
Right.
Would you go to another world and be like, damn, you look like his ex-wife?
Right. So there's a couple of things that I wanted to mention about that real quick. One, and because I said this to Nicole, he just opened up a portal and sent her anywhere and said, I'll come find you. Does he know where he sent her, or does he have to legit hop around till he finds her?
The ultimate ghost.
Yeah, right.
I'll come find you.
Yeah, I'll come find you. Two, how is she just going to show up? She's not going to have a legit social security number. She's not going to be able to pay taxes, get a job, prove her identity.
Okay. Now you're just looking way too deep.
I'm just saying. And to Bob's point, if she runs into his ex-wife on that planet, all hell's going to break loose. He didn't really think that one through.
Yeah, well, you know.
He got caught up with his emotions.
Yeah, you do weird stuff when it's a chick, dude.
He did it all for the nookie.
Yeah. Okay, Fred Durst. I just, going into this last episode, I want, clearly this is going to be one of those ones where it sets up next season, right? I feel like that's what we're going to get here, right? This isn't going to be oh my God, what the fuck, holy shit, like. It could,
because we're going to Crisis.
Well, that's a good point, too. I keep forgetting about Crisis.
Yeah, me too.
Damn. Maybe it is. Maybe it is a holy shit. Everyone dies.
Except for the Metas.
Well, it's sad that, you know, we got to come to the realization that Cisco's done.
Right. So what happens next episode where he...
I figured they whatever, if blowing him up, or not blowing him up, but taking his powers away... Through him fucking with the bomb.
Right.
Would have worked out well.
It would have made sense. It would have been awesome. He could ride off into the sunset and boom.
In pieces.
I also did like a little flashback here on how they're like, you were somebody before your powers.
Right.
Use your smarts. Mm-hmm. You don't have to fucking, portal everybody everywhere.
Right. Use your brain.
Use your brain, dude, because you were a brain before you had vibe powers, right?
Yeah. So
that was smart. I just.
So we got to see the end of Cisco.
Yep.
I'm assuming Sherlock's going to
disappear.
Yeah.
He has to go, right?
Well, he said, I'm going to stick around with my friends until we finish the job or whatever. So if they finish the job, does he portal out and go find his soon to be ex-wife? Because that ain't going to last.
No. He's going to have another ex-wife.
Yeah. He's
so many alimonies. Why would I want to get involved in this?
With the same woman.
Yeah, pick a different one. And maybe after like...
Obviously, he's not tired of fucking her face.
No,
oh, my God.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's not I'm over, somebody's always... What was the joke? Somebody's tired of fucking Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah, you show me a hot chick, I'll show you a guy that's tired of fucking her. That's the joke.
Yes.
But that being said, I mean... In this instance, he's got what, 15 he said, or something like that, or 10?
I think he's close to double digits. Yeah.
It's got to be like 9, 8 or 9.
Yeah, so it's a crazy amount that he's gone through. And maybe, I'm just spitballing here, maybe the problem's not the women, buddy. You're the one constant in all this equation.
that's, I mean, you're not wrong. There's no, we're not going to argue with you about that. I mean, that's 100%, clearly. But I just...
We got to see him ride up in the sunset, too. Yeah.
I think he's got to go.
Nora's got to go.
Yep, she's got to go.
She got to go.
How do we do... You have one episode, and you've got to get rid of three characters.
And Reverse Flash has got to get out.
Yep. Well, I think we're going to see that right off the rip next episode.
You think so?
Absolutely. He's going to shoot it. That's going to disappear, and then... Phew, for sure. 100%. Why would so they would just show us that for no reason, like, and end it?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that.
It has to be done right off the bat, beginning of the episode.
He should kill Nora.
We can't
go
a 45-minute episode and have that happen at the end.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, I think the end has to be the setup for Crisis. And yeah, it's going to be the same for all four, like they did last time.
You think the dagger is going to play the pivotal point of Crisis? Or do you think it's just Thawne that's going to play that?
I think Thawne. Thawne for sure is going to have play some sort of part to it. I don't think the dagger is going to make... It's not going to come into play. I don't think. Not for Crisis.
Okay.
But I think, yeah, we've got to see Nora go. You got to see Cisco go. So I just, I want,
what if they brought back all the Reverse Flashes for Crisis? I'm just looking through theories just online now.
Every single Reverse Flash.
Well, they're like, well, you know, we have Eddie-thon, right? You know, the Red Herring. We have Eobard, the original, and then we have Eobard Wells.
Oh, that's right.
Just have them all be like the reason for the Crisis.
That'd be rough. Mm. Well, how does it get in again? Like, we I'll say there's so much stuff to with Crisis you've got to
cover.
You got to cover it. Well, okay. What deal did Oliver make? What does that fall into this, the Crisis?
It falls into the cancellation of the show in 10
episodes. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I understand, you know, there's something, so many things that got to lead up to it. Ultimately, with this next episode, we've got to see some kind of setup for the next season. We've got to see these people disappear or go away.
Is there an ending that can salvage this season?
I don't know, man.
I'm waiting for one of you to say Batman.
I mean,
I wouldn't be upset if he
rolled
shit, up.
Holy shit, Batman's in the, here.
Yeah.
Or Batwoman. Just saying.
Nah, that's not happening. Yeah. It would have been leaked already.
You're probably right. Look, dude, I'm just spitting shit out. Okay?
I know.
I don't know.
And then also, at what point can't Legends come in and reverse all this too? You know what I mean? Like, we just got a lot of wonkiness going on.
There's a lot, dude. Look, man, it's not perfect, right? But at the end of the day, ultimately, we've got to have something that resembles these characters disappear. We finally figure out why exactly Thawne's doing what he's doing. Or they set up next season. That's it.
Well, we know why he's doing it. Because he wants out of that cell.
Nobody wants to die.
That's true.
We're to die!
What? Die? No, fuck that. Hard pass.
Now, it would have been sad in a lot of ways. But I think going back to seeing a few people actually die, to have a little bit of gravity to these situations for a change.
They're not risky enough on the scene at all.
They're not. They don't have the balls. And that's unfortunate because it could really add some weight to it all. Some real meat to the bone.
They won't do it.
They won't do it.
100% won't do it.
That I would be satisfied. That would salvage it for me personally. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We've got one episode left. And it's got to all come to fruition here, or, yeah.
Or it was 22 episodes of...
Of my life, I will not get back.
I will not get back,
which would be really...
That's 44 hours plus.
That'd be really disappointing.
Yeah.
Really disappointing, because this season started off pretty strong.
It did. The first five were real strong.
Real strong.
Maybe seven, eight.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's DC on RMD, the Flash edition. Remember, you can always catch any past and future DC on RMD episodes through DCOnRMD.com. Follow us on our social medias where you can keep track of everything that we're doing. And with that, guys, we'll see you next week.
People want
cuddles.
Cuddles.